of Imam Ali. One. During civil disturbance, adopt such an attitude that people do not attach any importance to you. They neither burden you with complicated affairs, nor try to derive any advantage out of you. Two. He who is greedy is disgraced. He who discloses his hardship will always be humiliated. He who has no control over his tongue will often have to face discomfort. Three. Avarice is disgrace. Cowardice is a defeat. Poverty often disables an intelligent man from arguing his case. A poor man is a stranger in his own town. Misfortune and helplessness are calamities. Patience is a kind of bravery. To serve attachments with the wicked world is the greatest wealth. Piety is the best weapon of defense. 4. Submission to Allah's will is the best companion. Wisdom is the noblest heritage. Fear, practical knowledge are the best signs of distinction. Deep thinking will present the clearest picture of every problem. 5. The mind of a wise man is the safest custody of secrets. Cheerfulness is the key to friendship. Patience and forbearance will conceal many defects. 6. A conceited and self-admiring person is disliked by others. Charity and alms are the best remedy for ailments and calamities. One has to account in the next world for the deeds that he has done in this world. 7. Man is a wonderful creature. He sees through the layers of fat, eyes, hears through a bone, ears, and speaks through a lump of flesh, tongue. 8. When this world favors somebody, it lends him the attributes and surpassing merits of others. And when it turns its face away from him, it snatches away even his own excellence and fame. 9. Live amongst the people in such a manner that if you die, they weep over you, and if you are alive, they crave for your company. 10. If you overpower your enemy, then pardon him by way of thankfulness to Allah for being able to sue him. 11. Unfortunate is he who cannot gain a few sincere friends during his life, and more unfortunate is the one who has gained them and then lost them through his deeds. 12. When some blessings come to you, do not drive them away through thanklessness. 12. When some blessings come to you, do not drive them away through thanklessness. 13. He who is deserted by friends and relatives will often find help and sympathy from strangers. 14. Every person who is tempted to go astray does not deserve punishment. 15. Our affairs are attached to the destiny decreed by Allah. Even our best plans may lead us to destruction. 16. There is a tradition of the Holy Prophet, with the help of hair dye, turn old age into youth, so that you do not resemble the Jews. When Imam Ali was asked to comment on this tradition, he said that in the earliest Islam, there were very few Muslims. The Holy Prophet advised them to look young and energetic, and not to adopt the fashion of Jews, priests having long, white flowing beards. But the Muslims were not in minority then. Theirs was a strong and powerful state. They could take up any style they liked. 17. For those who refused to side with any party, Imam Ali or his enemies, Imam Ali said, they have forsaken religion and are of no use to infidelity also. 18. One who rushes madly after inordinate desire runs the risk of encountering destruction and death. 19. Overlook and forgive the weakness of the generous people, because if they fall down, Allah will help them. 20. Failures are often the results of timidity and fears. Disappointments are the results of bashfulness. Hours of leisure pass away like summer clouds. Therefore, do not waste opportunity of doing good. 21. If the right usurped from us is given back to us, we shall take it. Otherwise, we shall go on claiming it. 22. If someone's deeds lower his position, his pedigree cannot elevate it. 23. To render relief to the distressed and to help the oppressed, make amends for great sins. 24. O son of Adam, when you see that your Lord, the glorified, bestows his favors on you while you disobey him, you should fear him. Take warning that his wrath may not turn those very blessings into misfortunes. 25. Often your utterances and expressions of your face leak out the secrets of your hidden thoughts. 26. When you get ill, be nervous about it and try as much as possible to be hopeful. 27. The best form of devotion to the service of Allah is to make a show of it. 28. When you have to depart from this world and have to meet death eventually, then why wish delay? Why feel nervous about death? 29. Take warning. He has not exposed so many of your sinful activities that it appears as if he has forgiven you. It may be that he has given you time to repent. 30. When Imam Ali was asked about faith and religion, he replied that the structure of faith is supported by four pillars: endurance, conviction, justice, and jihad. Endurance is composed of four attributes: eagerness, fear, piety, and anticipation of death. So whoever is eager for paradise will ignore temptations. Whoever fears the fire of hell will abstain from sins. Whoever practices piety will bear the difficulties of life, and whoever anticipates death will hasten towards good deeds. Conviction has also four aspects: to guard oneself against infatuation sin, to search for explanation of truth through knowledge, to gain lessons from instructive things, and to follow the precedent of the past people, because whoever wants to guard himself against vices and sin will have to search for the true causes of infatuation and the true ways of combating them out, and to find those true ways one has to search with the help of knowledge. Whoever gets fully acquainted with various branches of knowledge will take lessons from life. And whoever tries to take lessons from life is actually engaged in the study of the causes of rise and fall of previous civilizations. Justice also has four aspects: depth of understanding, profoundness of knowledge, fairness of judgment, and clearness of mind. Because whoever tries his best to understand a problem will have to study it. Whoever has the practice of studying the subject he is to deal with will develop a clear mind and will always come to correct decisions. Whoever tries to achieve all this will have to develop ample patience and forbearance, and whoever does this has done justice to the cause of religion and has led a life of good repute and fame. Jihad is divided into four branches: to persuade people to be obedient to Allah, prohibit them from sin and vice, to struggle in the cause of Allah sincerely and firmly on all occasions, and to detest the vicious. Whoever persuades people to obey the orders of Allah provides strength to the believers. Whoever dissuades them from vices and sins humiliates the unbelievers. Whoever struggles on all occasions discharges all his obligations, and whoever detests the vicious only for the sake of Allah take revenge on his enemies and will be pleased with him on the day of judgment. 31. There are four causes of infidelity and loss of belief in Allah: hankering after whims, a passion to dispute every other, deviation from truth, and dissension. Because whoever hankers after whims does not incline towards truth. Whoever keeps on disputing every argument on account of his ignorance will always remain blind to truth. Whoever deviates from truth, ignorance, will always take good for evil and evil for good, and he will always remain intoxicated with misguidance. And whoever makes a breach with Allah and his messenger, his path becomes difficult, his affairs will become complicated, and his way to salvation will be uncertain. Similarly, doubt has also four aspects: absurd reasoning, fear, vacillation and hesitation, and unbearable surrender to infidelity. Because one who has accustomed himself to unreasonable and absurd discussions will never see the light of truth and will always live in the darkness of ignorance. One who is afraid to face facts of life, death, and the life after death will always turn away from ultimate reality. One who allows doubts and uncertainties to vacillate him will always be under the control of Satan. And one who surrenders himself to infidelity accepts damnation in both the worlds. 32. A virtuous person is better than virtue, and a vicious person is worse than vice. 33. Be generous but not extravagant. Be frugal but not miserly. 34. The best kind of wealth is to give up inordinate desires. 35. One who says unpleasant things about others will himself quickly become a target of their scandal. 36. One who hopes inordinately impairs his deeds. 37. When Imam Ali, marching at the head of his army toward Syria, reached Ambar, the landlords of the palace came out to meet him. In zeal of their love, faithfulness and respect, no sooner had they seen Imam Ali than they got down from their horses and started running in front of him. Imam Ali asked the reason of their strange act. They replied that it was their custom to show their love and respect in that way. Imam Ali replied, "By Allah, by your action, you do no good whatsoever to your rulers, but you tire yourself and put yourself in toils in this world, in trouble in the next. How unfortunate is that exertion which brings harm here and in the hereafter, and how useful is that ease which keeps you in comfort in this world and away from the hell in the next." 38. Imam Ali once said to his son, Imam Hassan, "My son, learn four things from me, and through them you will learn four more. If you keep them in mind, your actions will not bring any harm to you. The greatest wealth is wisdom. The greatest poverty is stupidity. The worst unsociableness is that of vanity and self-glorification. And the best nobility of decent exhibits itself in politeness and in refinement of manner. The next four things, my son, are: do not make friendship with a fool, because when he will try to do you good, he will do you harm. Do not make a miser your friend, because he will run away from you at the time of your dire deed. Do not be friendly with a vicious and wicked person, because he will sell you and your friendship at the cheapest price. And do not make a liar, because like a mirage, he will make you visualize very near the things which lie at a greatest distance, and will make you see at the great distance to things which are near to you." 39. Rukayahs cannot attain the pleasures of Allah for you when obligatory prayers are left unattended. 40. A wise man first thinks and then speaks, and a fool speaks first and then thinks. 41. A fool's mind is at the mercy of his tongue, and a wise man's tongue is under the control of his mind. 42. One of the companions of Imam Ali fell ill. Imam Ali called upon him and thus advised him, "Be thankful to Allah. He has made this illness a thing to atone your sins, because ease in itself has nothing to bring reward to anyone. It merely expiates one's sins. And so far as reward is concerned, one has to earn it with his good words and good deeds. The Almighty Lord grants paradise to his creatures on account of their piety and noble thoughts." 43. May Allah bless Kabab bin Araf. He embraced Islam of his own free will, migrated from Mecca cheerfully. He lived a contented life. He bowed happily before the will of Allah, and he led the life of a mujahid. 44. Blessed who always kept the life after death in his view. He remembered the day of judgment through all his deeds, who led a contented life, and who was happy with the lot that Allah had destined for him. 45. If I cut a faithful Muslim into pieces to make him hate me, he will not turn into my enemy. And if I give all the wealth of this world to a hypocrite to make him my friend, he will not befriend me. It is so because the Holy Prophet has said, "O Ali, no faithful Muslim will ever be your enemy, and no hypocrite will ever be your friend." 46. The sin which makes you sad and repent is more liked by Allah than the good deed which turns you arrogant. 47. Value of a man depends upon his courage. His veracity depends upon his self-respect, and his chastity depends upon his sense of honor. 48. Success is the result of foresight and resolution. Foresight depends upon deep thinking and planning, and the most important factor of planning is to keep your secrets to yourself. 49. Be afraid of a gentleman when he is hungry, and of a mean person when his stomach is full. 50. Hearts of people are like wild beasts. They attach themselves to those who love and train them. 51. So long as fortune is favoring you, your defects will remain covered. 52. Only he who has the power to punish can pardon. 53. Generosity is to help a deserving person without his request, and if you help him after his request, then it is either out of self-respect or to avoid rebuke. 54. There is no greater wealth than wisdom, no greater poverty than ignorance, no greater heritage than culture, and no greater support than consultation. 55. Patience is of two kinds. Patience over what pains you, and patience against what you covet. 56. Wealth converts a strange land into homeland, and poverty turns a native place into a strange land. 57. Contentment is the capital which will never diminish. 58. Wealth is the fountainhead of passions. 59. Whoever warns you against sins and vices is like the one who gives you good tidings. 60. Tongue is a beast. If it is let loose, it devours. 61. Woman is a scorpion whose grip is sweet. 62. If you are greeted, then return the greetings more warmly. If you are favored, then repay the obligation manifold. But he who takes the initiative will always excel in merit. 63. The source of success of a claimant is the mediator. 64. People in this world are like travelers whose journey is going on, though they are asleep. Life's journey is going on, though men may not feel it. 65. Lack of friends means stranger in one's own country. 66. Not to have a thing is less humiliating than to beg it. 67. Do not feel ashamed if the amount of charity is small, because to refuse the needy is an act of greater shame. 68. To refrain from unlawful and impious source of pleasures is an ornament to the poor, and to be thankful for the riches granted is the atonement of wealth. 69. If you cannot get things as much as you desire, then be contented with what you have. 70. An ignorant person will always overdo a thing, neglect it totally. 70. The wiser a man is, the less talkative will he be. 72. Time wears out bodies, renews hopes, brings death nearer, and takes away aspirations. Whoever gets anything from the world lives in anxiety for holding it, and whoever loses anything passes his days grieving over the loss. 73. Whoever wants to be a leader should educate himself before educating others. Before preaching to others, he should first practice himself. Whoever educates himself and improves his own morals is superior to the man who tries to teach and train others. 74. Every breath you take is a step towards death. 75. Anything which can be counted is finite and will come to an end. 76. If matters get mixed up, then scrutinize the cause and you will know what the effects will be. 77. Zarar bin Zamra Zababi, known as Zarar Sudai, was a companion of Imam Ali. When after the martyrdom of Imam Ali, he went to Damascus, Muawiyah called him and asked him to say something about Imam Ali. Zarar, knowing that Muawiyah hated Imam Ali, intensely tried to avoid this topic. But Muawiyah forced him to speak. Thereupon, Zarar said, "O Amir, I had often seen Imam Ali in the depth of nights, when people were either sleeping or engrossed in amusements. He would be standing in the niche of the masjid with tears in his eyes, and he would beseech Allah to help him maintain a pious, a virtuous, and a noble character, and to forsake the world. He would then address the world, saying, 'O vicious world, be away from me. Why do you come in front of me like this? Do you want to allure me? Allah forbid that I should be allured and tempted by you and your pleasures. It is not possible. Go and try your allurements on somebody else. I do not desire to own you and do not want to have you. I have forsaken you thrice. It is like divorcing a woman thrice, after which act she cannot be taken back as a wife. The life of pleasures that you offer is of a very little duration. There is no real importance in what you offer. The desire of holding you is an insult and a humiliation to sober minds. Sad is the plight of those who want to acquire you. They do not provide for the hereafter. They have to pass through a long journey over a very difficult road towards a sad destination.'" Zarar says that when he stopped, there were tears in the eyes of Muawiyah, who said, "May peace of Allah be upon Abul Hasan Ali ibn Abi Talib. He was undoubtedly like that. Now tell me, Zarar, how do you feel his separation?" Zarar replied, "My sorrow and grief is like that of a woman whose only child has been murdered in her lap." With this remark, Zarar walked out of the court of Muawiyah and left the city. returning and will come back to us. It is a sad sight to see that in one moment we commit them to earth, and in the next we take hold of the things left by them as if we are going to remain permanently in this world after them. The fact is that we forget sensible advice given to us and become victim of every calamity. Blessings are for the man who humbles himself before Allah, whose sources of income are honest, whose intentions are always honorable, whose character is noble, whose habits are sober, who gives away in the cause and in the name of Allah.